Thank you, Elaine. I too have a presenter disclosure. I have no relationships to disclose. I'm going to go right into this. I'm going to be talking about community-based prevention marketing. And as Elaine said, I was at the University of South Florida at the Florida Prevention Research Center for 10 years. And this is a lot of the work that came out of the University of South Florida. And as I, before I begin talking, I want to kind of set the context with it. These are all the community members that we work with, and I wanted the CBPM model, the framework, would not be able to have been developed without working with the Sarasota community, Lexington, Kentucky, working with farm workers in Immokalee, Florida, and a variety of other community members. This is community-based prevention marketing that really focuses on the community and what the community desires and what their needs are. And so we worked with a number of different groups throughout the 10 years, and it's actually ongoing throughout the 15 years at the University of South Florida. Also, I need to recognize and acknowledge colleagues at the University of South Florida, Florida Prevention Research Center, and in particular, Carol Bryant and Robert McDermott, who are co-directors of the Florida Prevention Research Center. The overarching goal of public health programs is to decrease premature death, disease, and disability, and increase the quality of life for each segment of society. Despite this aim, not all people enjoy equal health status or life quality. They are also determinants of community environments, which in turn contribute to health. Even when the community members know their health needs and priorities, they may not be in an advantageous position to influence the improvement of their health. To advance health status and equity, attention needs to be focused on prevention initiatives empowering communities and involving them in providing, in developing and implementing prevention programs. The formation of a partnership between community members and university-based researchers may assist communities in identifying and prioritizing their health problems and in finding satisfactory ways to solve them. Whereas university-based researchers can carry out needs assessments and program interventions in communities without direct community support or participation, they risk ignoring existing local resources and failing to meet the indigenous priorities. Consequently, research outcomes are less likely to be translated into action via programs, practices, and policies that occur in the community. Therefore, combining community assets, such as working coalitions with university researchers skilled in community-based participatory research, can produce a win-win solution. So really, what is CBPM? CBPM is a strategy and a framework that brings together the strength of community members and university-based researchers. CBPM's development was conceptualized after years of observing social marketing conducted in communities rather than with communities. Community organization principles were expected to optimize the long-range impact of social marketing interventions and make the planning process more consistent with public health ethical commitment to community empowerment. Working with a variety of community groups highlighted the power of local wisdom in understanding public health problems, as well as the difficulty in designing strategies to address them. In some of these failed circumstances, community members likely could have been more successful had they used a marketing orientation, or what we sometimes refer to as a marketing mindset, to select priority behaviors and select priority populations, and use consumer research to guide their planning decisions. These experiences and convictions had led the Florida Prevention Research Center initial principles into the development of CBPM. And as you can see here, here's the definition for CBPM. It's a planning framework that blends together social marketing techniques and community organization principles into a synergistic approach that allows for program development, implementation, evaluation, translation, and dissemination, working with a very specific audience or priority population. This is what it looks like. I think everybody has to have one of these models. I think, as Michelle referred to, you know, everybody needs something to show. And this is the model. And it has nine steps. And then and the nine steps are pretty are basic things that you will recognize from community organization as well as from social marketing. But the first step is mobilizing the community. Second step is developing a community profile and selecting the problems and assets. The third step is actually selecting the target behaviors, the priority population. Fourth step is building community capacity to address the priority or target population's needs. Fifth, conducting formative research, or what's sometimes referred to as consumer research. The sixth step is developing a social marketing plan or a marketing strategy. Developing or tailoring the programs and tactics is step seven. Step eight is implementing the new or tailored intervention. And nine, tracking and evaluating the program's impact. So what I want to do now is just give you a little bit of understanding of how we've blended community organization and social marketing. And I'm going to go over very quickly with you community organization, just kind of like Michelle did, kind of giving you, reminding you about community organization as well as social marketing. And so, again, CBPM is a blending of community organization and social marketing techniques and principles. Community organization is a cornerstone of CBPM, and this is the process by which community groups are helped to identify problems, set goals, mobilize resources, and implement strategies for reaching these goals. The principles of community participation and community capacity building are all incorporated into all phases of the CBPM process. Community participation is another central principle of CBPM framework. Community members participate when they identify problems, mobilize resources, and plan strategies to improve their lives. In CBPM, community representatives own their problem identification and program design and implementation. They participate in all aspects of the research activities, including defining the problem, defining the research questions, the data collection, instrument design, sampling, and even data interpretation. Social marketing experts from outside the community partner with community members to work through the problem definition, looking at the research methodologies, conducting the research, and designing, implementing, and evaluating the program. Community capacity building is also a critical element of CBPM and includes the characteristics of communities that affect their ability to identify, mobilize, and address social and public health problems. When mobilizing a community, local capacity or readiness to act is assessed. Some communities already possess the resources to address the problems, and other communities need to be able to have technical assistance. Primarily, many communities actually need technical assistance to be able to use the marketing framework or the marketing mindset orientation. There they are. Community empowerment and enhanced competence are desired outcomes of CBPM. Empowerment is the process by which community members acquire the skills needed to improve their lives, including the application of the marketing mindset to set goals and develop strategies for achieving them. In CBPM, experts teach interested community members social marketing techniques and skills and participatory research techniques for designing, tailoring, and implementing behavior change strategies. As community members, they collaborate to influence decisions in the larger social system, collective efficacy is established, and a more equitable share of resources is obtained. You're going to see me talking more about that group of men here later on. As I noted earlier, there are two basic constructs of CBPM, community organization and social marketing. And now I want to talk about social marketing as, again, it's a blending of community organization and social marketing. Social marketing gives CBPM its strategic planning tool. Social marketing is distinguished from other health education and health promotion approaches by its conceptual framework. And I'm going to talk about these very briefly, but I'll note them to you now. And there are six of them. One of them is satisfying the exchanges, creating an integrated strategy using the marketing principles of product, place, price, promotion, competitive analysis, audience segmentation, setting a formative research plan or consumer research, and ongoing monitoring and evaluation. Social marketing is committed to creating satisfying exchanges. Approaching the task with a marketing mindset teaches community members that they can act largely out of self-interest. Consequently, health promotion interventions must optimize the benefits people gain and minimize the cost. So again, health promotion interventions have to optimize the benefits that people gain and minimize the cost they pay when they change their behavior. The commitment to creating satisfying exchanges is essential in CBPM because it reminds program planners that they must understand the people's wants and not just meet their public health needs. Marketing's four P's. Many of you have probably already seen this many, many times: product, place, price, promotion. And these are things that are need to be considered. And again, remember, marketing is the strategic planning framework for this, CBPM. I'm going to talk about these very, very quickly here. Product refers to the benefits that consumers gain by adopting proposed behavior or practice. Many social marketers distinguish the core, actual, and augmented product. The actual product is the behavior being promoted. The core product are the benefits being gained by adopting that behavior. And the augmented product is special features or tangible goods that facilitate the adoption of that behavior. Price refers to the cost or sacrifices that you have to exchange for the product benefits. So again, in most public health offerings, price includes monetary cost, include non-monetary costs. So things such as embarrassment, diminished pleasure, time, the hassle of changing your established habits, having to have financial outlays for transportation or cost of childcare. The third P, place, has several references when you think about it. The first one is location of where the sales and service encounters take place. So for instance, the service hours, parking arrangements, physical attributes, etc. It also includes distribution networks or channels, as well as the partners or intermediaries that support the exchange that is going on that I talked about earlier. A good placement strategy ensures that the product is accessible, convenient, and adequately supported at the right times and places for the consumer. The fourth P, promotion, refers to the variety of activities employed to facilitate the adoption of the behavior that you're looking at. And activities can include everything from printed materials, direct marketing, public relations, promotional items, signage, media, face-to-face selling. But for optimal effectiveness, the promotion has to be integrated in other components of the marketing mix. So it's not just promotion by itself. Promotion is not social marketing, and I think that's important takeaway home today. Another thing that I indicated that social marketing had, or another principle within social marketing, is this whole idea of competitive analysis. CBPM requires a competitive analysis to be performed. Competition refers to the risk behaviors people currently practice. What are they doing instead of the desired behavior that you would like for them to do? CBPM asks the program planners to understand the competition when designing an intervention to ensure that the product that they are offering is satisfying that exchange. Remember I talked about the exchange before with benefits and costs? That's what, when we're looking at the competitive analysis, that is what we want to find out, is are the benefits outweighing the cost. Therefore, a marketer whose product is increased physical activity is going to have to understand the appeal of the competition. Working all day and coming home at night. I don't know about you, but after a 10-hour day, the last thing I want to do when I come home at night is go out and work out, do physical activity. I'm interested in laying back, turning on the television, watching a video, having a glass of wine, anything but physical activity. So the competition, you have to understand what is in the lives of the consumers that you're working with, and you have to have that competitive analysis when you're doing CBPM. So the key here is the marketer's product must have a desirable benefit as well as a price that is equal to or lower than the cost of the competition. So again, I'm going to repeat that. The marketer's product has to have a desirable benefit as well as price that is equal to or lower than the cost of the competition. To this end, program planners conduct consumer research or formative research to identify the behaviors or services competing with those that are being promoted and the benefits that are offered to the consumers. Findings are then used to develop a sustainable competitive advantage, or is what is sometimes referred to as positioning the optimal product and the product's appeal. I don't know if you can read that in the back, but it says, you don't get it, Daddy, because they're not targeting you. Another aspect of marketing in social marketing is audience segmentation. Historically, public health education and health promotion interventions have a one-size-fits-all approach, a possible result of which is that the intervention itself disappeals to no one. CBPM incorporates audience segmentation, the process of dividing a potential audience into distinct segments based on characteristics that influence their responsiveness to interventions. It is rare that for one product to meet everyone's needs, and therefore you want to have it segmented into subgroups to give greatest priority in planning and interventions that are most effective in the marketing mix for each. All marketing decisions are made with the consumer's viewpoint in mind, and formative research or consumer research is used to understand how they perceive product benefits, cost, placement, and promotional activities. And again, the research is focused around the four P's: product, place, price, promotion. In CBPM, community members are taught how to collect qualitative and quantitative data and use these findings to create a marketing plan. Whereas using community participatory research is not new or unique, the key here is that they're using marketing's conceptual framework to guide their questions in both their qualitative and quantitative data collection methods. Another aspect of social marketing, of course, in health education and health promotion is monitoring and evaluation. CBPM program interventions are implemented, and monitoring of their components is carried out to assess their effectiveness. Program tracking also serves as a documentation process for process evaluation and mediating factors for behavior change. What I want to do now is just talk very briefly about three community-based prevention marketing projects that occurred part of the time while I was at USF, and then some that are continuing ongoing now. The first Florida Prevention Research Center's CBPM demonstration project examined the feasibility of teaching a community group to use marketing principles and techniques to promote preventative behaviors. And this is the Sarasota group that I'm going to talk about here. And this was our first demonstration project. It started in 1998, and it's still ongoing today in its form of Believe in All Your Possibilities. So it has a long legs. It's still moving on and as it's going. In our first, because this was the first demonstration project, we had some questions that were very important to us. First, we wanted to find out, were community members, could they embrace audience segmentation and other marketing techniques? And could they rely on formative research to help them make the strategic decisions about developing and implementing interventions within their communities? And could they base these around the marketing four P's of product, place, price, promotion? The first project, as I noted, was in Sarasota County, Florida, because of its strong leadership and overall level of community readiness. The community had formed a coalition, developed a community profile, and already had selected youth smoking and drinking as priorities, priority problems. And so they already had done steps 1, 2, and 3. Steps 1 and 2. So we were actually able to come in and start working with them in steps 3, 4, and 5 of the CBPM process, selecting very specific behaviors, what were the audience segments, enhancing their capacities to use marketing as a tool in conducting formative research. The project culminated in the development of a comprehensive social marketing plan to prevent middle school youth from starting to smoke, so that was the behavior, from starting to smoke cigarettes and drink alcohol, called Believe in All Your Possibilities, and you can see that above. The coalition has continued since its inception. Some of the activities include an annual theater's education production performed in middle schools by high school students. This has been institutionalized within the school system, and other activities and strategies such as the issuance of smoking citations has been sustained by using local funds within the community. A number of lessons were learned from this, and as you can imagine, this was university working with a community, and so we were learning all along the way, and that's one reason why I wanted to kind of share with you in the very beginning the communities, because the communities that we worked with were very good about informing us as researchers where we went wrong and how we could make the model better in the future, and I want to share some of that with you. One of the things that, the most critical thing I think we ran into with the Sarasota project was the fact of their impatience. This was our first demonstration project, and we were bound and determined to collect all the data that there ever was to be collected on smoking, youth smoking and alcohol, and we did. We collected a whole lot of data. I mean, a whole lot of data, and the community became very tired of collecting data. They were involved in the data, but they became very tired in that, and so that was one of our lessons, that protracting that timeline of the community-based participatory research need not necessarily be, particularly given that there were probably enough data out there around youth smoking and youth drinking at that time. In response to the community's desire to accelerate the time to launch an intervention, the CBPM framework was modified to make it a greater use of existing literature and identifying so that we weren't replicating information that was already out there. Subsequent projects have examined the feasibility using tailored evidence-based interventions, which I'll give an example of that, in developing community extension of a national social marketing plan as well. The second demonstration project, the Partnership for Citrus Worker Health, focused on the initial steps of CBPM as well as feasibility of a modified evidence base for local interventions. For this application, we worked with underserved occupational community, the Florida's citrus harvesters. They were selected, making it possible to examine some other kinds of questions that we had about CBPM after we had gone through with the first demonstration project. Could a group such as the citrus workers actually use a marketing mindset to be able to address occupational communities' needs? And can marketing principles be used to design interventions with a disenfranchised occupational community? Before I just move on just a little bit with this, this is the day in the life of a citrus worker. They start at 4 o'clock in the morning when it's dark. They go all day. They're up and down trees. As part of the participatory aspect of this, spent many hours in Immokalee, Florida. A group of us, and actually I see one of my colleagues here in the audience who's joined us today, Dr. Robert McDermott, we spent some time in the orchard fields. We were up and down these trees just like there are our colleagues. And to be quite honest with you, we're really glad we have our day jobs, because we would have made very, very little money doing this. You have ladders going up and down trees. You're carrying a bag. You're filling that bag. You're dumping it in a great big baño. You're going this, and you do this all day long, and you do it until the great big semi-trucks are filled. And if the semi-trucks aren't filled, you continue to do it until dark. And you start that all over again 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. And so it really is a very, very challenging life that the migrant farm workers work with. And so, as you can imagine, their lifestyle made somewhat of a difficulty and challenging, I guess, with working with CBPM, but also one of the most gratifying projects that I've ever worked with, because these are phenomenal men and women who work in the citrus fields. Let me go back here. Working with the Migrant Farm Worker Advocacy Group, the Farm Worker Association for Florida, the researchers organized a community board, developed a profile of problems, and we were able to use the marketing mindset. Board members selected eye injuries as the project's focus and the use of safety glasses as the target behavior. A literature review identified the eye injury prevention program had already been used in the Midwest. So again, we were learning from our first project, saying don't create something new. Go out there and look to see what has been done in the past. And we had tailored this eye injury prevention program, health promotion, health education program from the Midwest. Although this project demonstrated CBPM's utility in tailoring existing evidence-based interventions for unique settings, it also revealed new insights, challenges, and the time required to mobilize a disenfranchised population with few organizational assets. They spoke no English. One of our team members, our key primary team members, spoke Spanish. So you can imagine some of our meetings that we held. It was interesting at best, but rewarding. The last demonstration project I want to talk about is to how we accelerated the process, and this is CBPM to create an extension of a national media campaign. And many of you, if you have young children, you may have seen this campaign, and this is verb. It's what you what you do. And in this group, this is with Lexington, Kentucky, FPR researchers work with a community coalition that selected childhood obesity as its health focus. Using a marketing orientation, it selected physical activity as a target behavior with, among moderately active teens or tweens as a priority population, relying heavily on existing data to minimize the cost and the time of conducting formative research. The coalition discovers CDC's physical activity promotion verb, "It's what you do." Guided by Verb's campaign, it actually then created a coalition to offer tweens opportunities that was a leg, basically, off of the national campaign. And it capitalized on what's referred to as Verb's brand equity and extensive media coverage. In contrast to previous demonstration projects that required years to come to fruition, such as the Sarasota project, this coalition, from the day it started to the day it launched Verb Scorecard, which was what they developed in Lexington, Kentucky, was less than 1 year. So we've got to the point now within CBPM that we're much more adept in being able to take a community, train them in social marketing and the mindset, and being able to use the four P's in exchange, and then creating an intervention that is CBPM focused. In summary, CBPM is a promising and emerging community-based participatory research and strategic planning framework. It's not a model, it's not a theory, it's a framework, and offers its adopters numerous strengths. The FPRC's experience suggests that community board members find value in marketing principles and can use marketing techniques in design interventions. These projects have also demonstrated that CBPM can enhance community capacity to use marketing approaches for policy advocacy, service delivery improvement, and other activities that have launched with and without external funding or assistance. Finally, CBPM gains much of its synergy from blending community organization and social marketing and on its rich community campus partnership. And with that, I just want to give acknowledgement to the Centers for Disease Control Prevention Cooperative Agreement and my email, in case you'd like to email me with any questions or if I can send you information about CBPM. Thank you.